In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, there's something very important about the heart. There's something very important that the human heart has to offer to us in this world. Number one, biologically speaking, having a heart, we need a heart to survive in this world. We need a good and healthy heart to be able to maintain a strong and long life. I'm sure we could all agree on that. That we need to always, that's why doctors always recommend that we exercise as often as we can to make sure we stay healthy, to make sure our heart is healthy. But this idea of the heart is not only, physically speaking. It also says a lot about who we are. We see in the Bible, actually, the word heart is mentioned over and over again. Probably over 1,000 times the word heart is mentioned. And that's because the heart has a lot to do with who we are. For example, when it comes to someone we love, we see this in the Chaldean community where you call someone Libbi or Libba or, stuff like that. We call, our loved ones that all the time. We use this term, the heart, to express how much we love someone. We use this term heart to express how much someone means to us. That's why on Valentine's Day you see, balloon hearts and teddy bear hearts and all these hearts throughout that time. But the heart could also be used on the flip side, right? If someone deals with something tragic in their life, if someone is going through something sorrowful in their lives, what we usually say is our hearts are broken. What we usually say is our hearts are empty, or there's something missing in our hearts, or there's something damaged in our hearts when something happens to us. Maybe when a relative passes away, maybe when we're betrayed in our lives. Maybe when, something really bad happens in our lives. Our hearts get broken. St. Augustine, one of my favorite saints, he mentions how our hearts are restless until they rest in Christ. Now, why am I saying this? I'm saying this because today on this Feast of Pentecost, where we remember how Jesus sends the Holy Spirit to the apostles. It's not really what we think it is. It's not really what it seems. Because we see in the gospel how Jesus, he's talking to us about this counselor who is coming, this spirit that will be given to us. And then he says it will be given to us. And right after he says, they will run you out of the synagogues and they will kill you thinking they are doing a service to God. He's talking about some major persecution that people who receive the Holy Spirit will need to prepare for, will need to endure. Because it almost seems as if when we are given the Holy Spirit, when we are given this counselor who will guide us in our lives, it almost seems as if this counselor will be painting a perfect picture for us, a picture of comfort, a picture of, something we would all want to be involved in. But it doesn't seem that way. It doesn't seem that way, because the truth is that there are people in this world that can't bear the truth. There are people in this world that cannot stand hearing the truth. There are people in this world that have what we call a hardened heart, a heart that does not allow them to hear the voice of God in their lives, a heart that does not allow them to hear the fruits and goodness of God in our lives. That's why Jesus is saying they will run you out of the synagogues and they will kill you, thinking they are doing a service to God. Now, one thing that probably pops up in our head when hearing that is the persecution of, our relatives and our people in northern Iraq. That's the first thing we think about, right? When we are ran out of the churches. It's real life, it happens. But what does that have to do with you and I, who are living here in America in 2019, who don't really have to worry about that in our lives? Well, persecution could happen in different ways, especially when we are being guided by the Holy Spirit and spreading the truth in this world. For example, persecution could happen in friendships, where certain friendships don't really go as planned, where certain friends in our lives can't really stand hearing the truths in our lives. And that's when those certain friends have that hardened heart and begin going against the truth and what the gospel has to offer. Maybe it results in gossip. Maybe it results in betrayal. Maybe it results in different sins. Or maybe with relatives. Relatives who cannot stand bearing the truth with other relatives. Or maybe it also has to do with this resistance from the government. This resistance from the government not being able to hear the truth of the gospel. And we definitely see this in this world today where same-sex marriage is flourishing, where abortion is completely legal, where the government goes completely against this truth that the gospel has to offer. Now, where do we stand in this? Where do we stand in this gap between having the Holy Spirit being guided by the truth and this people who have a hardened heart? Because it's not everyone that's speaking the truth that gets persecuted. If we go back and think about the Last Supper and how Judas betrayed Jesus, Jesus looked at his apostles and told them, "One of you will betray me. One of you 12 will betray me." And they all start asking him, "Is it I, Lord? Is it me? Is it I?" And then Judas answers. He says, "Is it I, Master?" If we're paying attention to the St. Paul reading, St. Paul says, only one with the Holy Spirit is able to call Jesus Lord. Only someone who is guided by the Holy Spirit and lives by the truth is able to call Jesus Lord. That's why Judas couldn't call him Lord. He could only call him Master, because he wasn't able to do that. That's why, brothers and sisters, on this Feast of Pentecost, let us rely on the Holy Spirit to guide us, to help us throughout our lives, to help us to not have a hardened heart, but to have a heart that's fully immersed in the gospel, a heart that is filled with the truth of Jesus, a heart that is guided by the Holy Spirit. Because when we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us, we begin making the right decisions in our lives. When we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us, we no longer are these people with hardened hearts. When we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us, we will then be able to call Jesus Lord and not Master. Amen.